First and foremost, congratulations for last night's win. Well deserved, and it was quite beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a big surprise for me.
It was a surprise for you, I could tell, because I was there last night. I could see how surprised you were. But it shouldn't be, because, of course, On Body and Soul is getting a lot of awards and near universal praise.
And in fact, it seems to go quite straight to the heart of the people. And until you finish a film, you can never know if it happens or not, or at what level it connects to people. And somehow it seems that it is very direct. And I'm very happy about it because it's a good feeling.
Well, it's been 18 years between feature films for you. I mean, I know you've been busy with TV and some shorts and some documentary shorts, but what attracted you to this particular project? What made you want to come back after nearly 20 years and do a new feature?
Well, I had many projects. I wrote several scripts. I was fighting for them, and it was not that I was not interested in the in feature film, full-length feature film. I somehow couldn't get together the financing. And this was simply a lucky moment when also the Hungarian film financing stabilized when we applied. And it's perhaps the most personal of all my projects. I have a shelf full of ready scripts, I must say.
It's odd to go to a slaughterhouse to look for a story about human connection.
Well, that's how in real life, you know, you can find this in the most unexpected moments. And sometimes it just vanishes and you never reach it, even in the most perfect conditions.
You've got to really flawed characters who just find a kinship together, and I loved the idea of the shared dreaming.
Somehow, even if we decide really, really strongly in our dreams, we just can't, how to say, not be ourselves, fully ourselves. This is a place in our very, very regulated life, and we have to achieve things when we have to be up to so many expectations that even if we want, even if we don't, we experience what we are fully. So somehow these two very sheltered, very timid characters who are close because they want to defend themselves somehow, I wanted them a moment of fullness, of living full their life. And for them it was only possible in their dreams. And as soon as they tasted it, somehow very, very clumsily, but they tried to reconstruct it also in daylight.
Well, I thought what amazed me as well is how well you delicately balance some quite tragicomic elements with some very, very full-on scenes, especially as they relate to the slaughterhouse. I mean, keeping that tone must have been very difficult.
You know, when we were working with my editor, that was our biggest fear, that because the humor is a very important element of this film.
Mm.
Through laughing, you can understand so much more and with so more effortlessly. And also, somehow, without humor, this film could very easily become a melodrama, which I really didn't want. But at the same time, the humor is not very explicit. And we were wondering if other people will find funny what we find funny as well. And the first projection in Berlin during the Berlinale, that was a huge relief to hear the audience laughing at the moments exactly when we hoped that they will laugh, that they were really with us and they really read that sort of hidden message what we try to formulate in the film.
Well, where's next for you? Are you taking it on the road further?
I'm working on two new projects.
Ooh.
One is a German project, and it's very, very close to my heart. The main hero is a tree, and it's quite tricky. And the other one is based on a wonderful Hungarian novel, the story of my wife, of Milan Füst. And this is a big and beautiful and very passionate project. There I really don't want so much to be an author, but I really want to serve the genius of this writer who is my favorite from my teenage years.